What's up, everybody, and welcome to Life Leaning. This is episode 26. Today, man, we are jumping right into a topic that I just can't wait to share about. My thoughts on cancel culture. That's right. My thoughts on cancel culture. And, man, you're going to want to listen to the end because I'm going to share with you what I believe Jesus's response would be to cancel culture. And honestly, specifically something that he would have to say to people who have been canceled or the cancelers. So wait for it. Get ready for it. But here's Life Leaning. Here's what we're doing. Nobody's perfect. We're all in process. And so we're just saying, hey, look, I could get better. We can all get better. So we're going to never stop growing. We're never going to stop learning. We're going to keep leaning in. So that's the goal. So I would love it if you have question or comments. I would love to hear your feedback. Man, is this helpful content? Maybe even say like, hey, man, if you could share some of your thoughts on this or maybe a certain topic of that you'd like to hear about in your life, man, let's dive into it. Let's have a conversation. So I would love to hear from you personally on what you need to grow in, because that's what we're all about. We want to help you to grow and we want to keep growing with you. All right, so let's get into it. My thoughts on cancel culture. Right off the bat, and I want to be as sensitive as possible, I think cancel culture is absolutely stupid. But let's back up the train for a little bit. Let's think about this for a second. And trust me, I know that there's a lot of feelings about cancel culture, and I have two thoughts. One is, the reason we have cancel culture right now, in my opinion, is because I believe we are having a resurgence in wanting people to actually have character. Like we want people to actually live in a right way, in a right fashion. The problem is that when we make up our own right way, typically throughout history, that's gone awry. That's created more problems. And so look, I'm a spiritual leader. I'm a pastor. I believe that God's ways are the right way. Why? Because he's the creator of it all. He created everything. And he knows how it all works. He created the heavens and the earth, and he created you and I, and he created our systems and all the plants and animals of the world. And so the Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And so oftentimes I think when we try to set our own standards, we begin to shake our little fists in God's face and say we know better. So here's what's happening, in my opinion, what's happening in cancel culture. You get offended by something someone does or someone, maybe even something someone did way back in the day. Like they said something or they did something or they dressed in a certain way. And listen, I'm all about having conversations about how, you know, this could be offensive or that could be offensive. I'm all for it. Let's have conversations. But cancel culture is not conversation. Cancel culture doesn't help us to grow. And so here's what I do know is that we're in this place where we want to see leaders that we follow. We want to see politicians. We want to see civic leaders and basketball players and all these, our business leaders, church leaders. We want to see them have character. We want to see them as people who we can trust. But what happens when we find out their dirty secret? What happens to you and to I when we find out, man, this person isn't perfect? Like we've kind of thought they should be or could be. And here's the deal. This is why, first and foremost, I think cancel culture is stupid. Number one is the Bible says, Jesus says that nobody is perfect, that we literally all fall short. That man, we're going to have the tendency to lie. We're going to have the tendency to manipulate. You've had that. You've done that. We have motives that are wrong. Like, man, there's so many times we get into relationships with others and we think about, man, what can we get from this person? Rather, like, what can we give? Like, how can we help them? Man, we just want them to help us. And that's an issue. That's a motive. That's kind of falling short of a standard. And then, of course, we have all these big things like, man, you're a murderer. Man, you killed someone. You stole money. You're racist. Man, you did this. You're a slave laborer. Or maybe you're a sexual addict. You're a drug dealer, whatever it is. And we find out these things. And how about this? I know politicians, listen, politicians, we always give them a hard time because we think, man, is there any like honest politician? Man, is there any time a leader in the political world that's actually going to do what they say they're going to do? And can we even give them a grace? Like, how many times have we seen on the news where they pull up a clip of someone from 20 years ago and we think, well, man, you're just a flip-flopper. You're just, man, you said this and now you've changed your way. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm a different version of myself than I was 20 years ago. And so here's what the problem, I think, in my opinion, the biggest problem with cancel culture is there's no room for growth. There's no room for grace. There's no room for, hey, this is who you were, but this is who I am now. And even our thoughts and our process and our beliefs may shift over time. They might change. Our political leanings may lean. The way we handle things, if I was the same parent I was 5 years ago when I first had my first daughter, man, I would still be a terrible dad. And I'm still learning. Same thing with marriage. Man, if I just said, man, I can't do this. I can't do this wedding thing. I can't do this marriage thing. If in the first fight that my wife and I had, if I was just like, man, this isn't worth it. Like you hate me, I hate you. This is ridiculous. We're just gonna cancel each other and give up. Like, that'd be terrible. We'd be messes. And honestly, I would have lost the greatest gift that I've ever been given, which is my wife. And so cancel culture is stupid. There's no grace. There's no room for growth. And so we cancel people thinking we have this little snapshot of who they are and think that that's who they're going to be forever. And so my question to you is this. One, if you're going to cancel someone, what can you be canceled for? Like seriously, honestly, if you were to be honest, if we were to, and I've used this illustration before, like if I were to write on the wall on, you know, and every one of your friends would be able to see your deepest, darkest secret, man, that website that you visit, maybe that lie that you told to your wife, man, maybe you hid something from someone, maybe you manipulated that business deal to get your way, and maybe you did something in your past that you're ashamed of. Man, what could be done to you? What could you be canceled yourself? And I believe, because the Bible says it, that all of us could be. That all of us could be canceled. And so I would argue that the model of Jesus, and this is where Jesus is, what I believe Jesus would say to cancel culture today, is that we don't need a culture of cancellation. We need a culture of rehabilitation. We need a culture of transformation. And that's what Jesus came to do. Look, Jesus, God himself, has always been in the rehabilitation business. He's been in the transformation business. Man, you go back way back. Like you've heard of guys, and even if you're not a churchgoer, even if you don't go to church much, you've probably heard of the name Moses, right? I call him Big Mo. And it's fascinating, right? He was said to have led millions of people who were in slavery, racism, slavery, out of Egyptian slavery. He led the Israeli nation out of slavery. But did you know that before God called him and raised him up to do that, to set people free, to give them a new hope and a new future? Did you know that Moses killed some dudes? Yeah. Moses was a murderer. And so honestly, if you were to take this cancel culture approach, Moses would have been canceled a long time ago. Moses never would have done what he did. We would have not be speaking his name today. But God is a rehabilitator. He's a redeemer. Man, he's a savior. He's a God who can transform what we were into what we can be. And so you talk about life leaning, you talk about growing and getting better. And I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be a more godly version. Why? Because he transforms us. Not cancel culture. No. Rehabilitation culture. I'm not the same Dan I was 10 years ago. I'm not the same Dan I was 20 years ago. Honestly, if you were to ask my wife, I think she would tell you, I hope, I'm not even the same Dan I was a year ago. Because I'm continually letting God rehabilitate and transform my life. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I strive to live with character. I try to do the best I can. I still fall short and I fail in so many ways. But what I need you to hear today, and what I really want you to hear today, is that Jesus doesn't cancel you. He'll never say, look, you failed and you'll never get it right. That's not what Jesus does. That's never what he has said. He's never said that you're going to be defined by what you did last night that you're ashamed of. That you're not going to be defined by that thing that you might have done 20 years ago or that thing you said. No. Jesus is in the rehabilitation business. He's in the transformation business. Cancel culture? No. Full of love and grace and forgiveness and growth, transformation, that you do not have to be the same person tomorrow that you were yesterday. And so for some of you, you need to reject the lie that you deserve to be canceled. You need to reject it. You need to think that, man, if Jesus could take a guy like Moses, who was a murderer, and by the way, he's taken women who are prostitutes. He's taken people. Saul, Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament in the Bible, he was a murderer of Christians. Man, the people who followed Jesus, he killed them for a living. And yet he had an interaction with Jesus, the living God, that touched and transformed his life in such a way that he was never the same again. And so cancel culture, no. I've said this often, the church, Jesus is building his church, and the church is a hospital for sinners. So you come to the hospital for sinners, you come to the church with all of your stuff, all of your baggage, and I promise you, you are not canceled by Jesus himself. He will welcome you in, but he'll take you and he'll say, look, this is the part of you that you know that you're ashamed of and guilty of, but I don't condemn you. I don't shame you. I don't cancel you, but I can transform you. Man, I can help you to be the better version of yourself that I know you can be, that I designed you and created you to be. So man, I specifically Christians right now, the second message I have is, are you a part of cancel culture? And I get it. Listen, I get it. There are leaders who have made mistakes that need to be removed. If I make certain decisions in my role as a lead pastor, I expect to have accountability. I expect to, in certain circumstances, maybe I'll lose my job, or maybe I'll be disciplined. Man, godly discipline can help us to grow. But man, one of the greatest things I've seen recently is, man, I've seen pastors, and you've seen this. You've seen these megachurch pastors or bigwig pastors, celebrity pastors. And honestly, I think that's an oxymoron unto itself, because pastors shouldn't be building our names. We should be lifting up the name of Jesus. That Jesus' name would be the name that we'd made famous. But here's the deal. I've watched more pastors in the past couple years fall and fail morally than I've ever seen in my entire life. And honestly, they've lost their influence for a season. And here's what happens. Most of the time when Christian leaders fall, especially the church, Christians crucify them and they'll never let them back in. Man, that's not how Jesus operates. Man, he took this guy who Moses, he killed people, and he called him, he rehabilitated him and brought him to a place to lead the people back again. So maybe you are a fallen leader and you need to hear from Jesus himself that you are not what you did. You are not what you said. You are who Jesus says you are. And you can be forgiven, redeemed, rehabilitated, and you can get a restart. And you can get your influence back. He can give it to you back. Man, I've watched some of these leaders that you know very well. And I'm not personally connected to some of them, but I have friends who know them personally. And some of these big time pastors who have lost their platforms because of affairs or maybe doing something ridiculous with money, whatever it is that they've lost their influence. They've been canceled for a season. I've watched other churches say, hey, we're going to bring you in to our family and we're going to help you be rehabilitated. Jesus even says that. I mean, the New Testament says to restore each other gently after they've fallen. So my question is, are you a part of a church that's willing to embrace the messiness of people's issues? That you're a part of a church that can see that issue and bring about the redemption process, the rehabilitation process of Jesus? That they can be transformed, be better versions of themselves than they were yesterday, full of grace and mercy. Can you embrace the messiness to see God's work happen in your midst? Man, cancel culture, stupid. As a matter of fact, I think it's anti-God. I think it's making us feel like, man, we have it all together and we're not sinful and man, whatever. No. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Man, he came for the broken and the hurting. He didn't come from the perfect. He didn't come. The people who are healthy don't need a doctor. They don't need a physician. It's the people who are broken and hurting and unhealthy that need the great physician, that need Jesus himself. We're a hospital for sinners. So cancel culture is stupid, and it will never happen at New Life Church. Sure, we'll help you be a part of the rehabilitation process, that you can come as you are, but Jesus won't keep you where you are. He'll help you become a better version of yourself. I hope you've enjoyed this. Man, I would love to hear your feedback, your questions. Man, if you're going through some of this, let's dive into this conversation together. If this is helpful, share it. Share it with a friend. Click the like button. Click subscribe, whatever it is, wherever you digest this content. And remember, man, nobody's perfect. We are all growing. We're trying to become better versions of ourselves. So never stop growing. Never stop learning. And keep leaning in.